Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with Tea, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Good evening, lovelies. How are you? I hope all is well. Hope you're enjoying the heat, staying hydrated, of course, drinking your water, minding your business, as you should, being cute for my gents, cleaning up nicely, and most importantly, showing up in your best version. This evening, I want to talk about secrets. And I know some of you are like, oh God, here we go. Not just any secret. I want to talk about that unknown secret. That secret that we keep to ourselves and we think nobody will ever find out about them. We think nobody is going to care or, for the lack of better words, use it against us. There's a phrase that I always use, and it goes something like this. He sees and hears all, and he makes no mistakes. He knows where you're at, where you're going, and he's going to put you through it to get to it. There are no such things as coincidences or luck. For again, he sees and hears all. For those who would like me to give you a Bible verse, you can look at 90 verse 8. And it speaks specifically about how Father sees and hears all. And again, like I said, we think he's not paying attention. He's using that very thing to get to where you're going. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. So I'll just start with myself as a fun fact. There were many activities, I'll say, that I had absolutely positively no business engaging in as a kid. Most kids, right? Then I turned into a teenager and I definitely had no business doing extracurricular activities. I'm just going to call them that for now. At the age of 14, me thinking, it's okay. It's whatever. Nobody's going to know. Until that very moment when I remember going to the hospital. And by this time, I was a young adult already, early mid-20s. And when the doctor told me, wow, there's a mini you there. Up until now, that was my hidden secret. That was something that I did not want to share, have not shared. Not because of shame, guilt, to be honest, circumstances. And even up until recently, and I want to say within the last year, the other party didn't even know. Or I didn't know that he knew, rather. So you see, again, my face is not clean. I have secrets too. Here's the irony with secrets. I've seen, I've held her hand, I've prayed over her and for her. And when I say her, I'm talking about my daughter. I honestly did not know that her little self was mine until I had a dream. And I was holding a toddler's hand and we were at like a food court. And as a toddler, she wanted ice cream, and I wanted to give her something to eat first, so I was walking towards some restaurant or something in the court, the food court. And I remember her saying, no, ice cream. And then she said, mommy, I want ice cream. First of all, for those who have ever had one of those dreams and still stayed asleep, how do you do that? Please tell me how you do that. Because I could not. I jumped up, looked around, and said, okay, Father, what is going on here? What is going on? This was a part of me that I've processed, I've accepted, and moved on. Move forward in life. Until I started seeing her again and again and again. I'm like, okay, clearly you exist, or you're supposed to exist. You weren't supposed to exist back then, but he will bless me with you very soon. Now, I know that was something personal. I know that was something dear to me. However, I just want you to know that you're not the only one with unknown secrets that you try to bury, sweep under the rug, turn your cheek, act like it didn't happen, it didn't exist, it didn't cause you some harm or excitement or trauma or joy. And side note, why is it that we ignore the things that cause us pain? Even if it is a secret, or was a secret in my case. As opposed to the things that make us excited. Do we even keep those things a secret? Or do we broadcast some on social media? Do we make it so that we want everybody to know what's going on with us? It gives the energy that some secrets are okay. Some secrets can be known, but not the ones that hurt us or will hurt us. Not the ones that made us cry. No, those have to be kept a secret. And then we turn into this person. Hell, some of us even change our names, that you have to carry out. It's almost like giving yourself another life story. You tell one lie, you got to tell 10 more to keep with the first one, which is a headache. I don't know how you people do that, but hey. And by the time you realize, you done put on this whole image, an illusion of something and someone that does not exist just so people don't find out what that secret is. When people come at you, they talk about you, pay attention, because perhaps it's a replica of how they feel about themselves. I've said before, those stones that people throw, collect them, stand on top of them, stand over them. Not every stone thrown is to hurt. People intentionally don't share certain things but want to know everything about you. I love those people, by the way. Thank you for that. Because that means that I'm doing something right. And I know that might sound a little cocky. However, reality is, I have a lot going on. Yes, I do. However, my life isn't, nor will it ever be, your entertainment. And for that, I pay attention to what people don't do, what they don't say, because that right there is where the truth lies. Or when they post something, but you can tell it's cropped. Or when they're doing something and they want everybody to see what's going on. That's okay. But again, that deep secret, no. Mm-mm. I'm not telling the world that. For myself, I looked at my decision as the best thing that was for me at the time. As I look back, I still feel the same way. Do I think that he will bless me with another opportunity? Yes. And I have enough siblings. So when I say they owe me some babysitting nights, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. She will be delivered.
That's my unknown secret that I'm not ashamed to admit and accept. Why? Because he sees and hears all. He makes no mistakes. You think it's a coincidence that you're where you're at in life? That you just did something that you probably should have been behind bars for, but you're able to walk about like nothing? No, he gave you a second chance. He's giving you that opportunity to do better. You think it's much of a coincidence that that relationship did not go the way that you wanted, but the one you're in now is flourishing? No. Your past is not a secret. It is not define how you move and who you are. It's a part of you, but it should never define you. So please, even for those, embrace those secrets, because there is another you out there that needs you. They need to hear from you, see you. They might even need a hug so that they know that that secret doesn't have to be a secret. Now, back up. I am private. Don't get it twisted. I am not saying tell your business to everybody and also. No. No. I am not telling you that. You can't trust everybody, nor should you trust everybody. What I am saying is that when you take the time to build a relationship with your higher person, first and foremost, your secret is out. That's your stop, because he already knew it before it became a secret. When you take the time to get to know him or them, you take the time to reevaluate yourself. And while doing that, understand why you even made this a secret in the first place. He's not telling you to make it a secret. You're doing that. You're putting that on yourself. Again, I'm not ashamed. I don't have regrets. And I know that's kind of odd, but I don't. They're called lesson learned. I'm okay with that. I'm okay knowing that he put me through that so that when the time comes, I won't have to worry about anything. I'm not like most women in the world where you're approaching a certain age and you have to have a child or you have to have this job or you have to have this education. No. As long as I get to where I want to be, I don't care how old I am. And to be honest, there's about 85% of people in the world who don't care how old you are either. They just nosy. That's the truth. They just nosy. If you feel, or if you were feeling like you're in that gray area of movement and you're uncomfortable and you don't know which way you want to go, because if I go and tell this secret, it might get me fired, it might get me put out. People might want to try to come after me and harm me. However, if I tell this secret, I might get a promotion. They might take me back. I might get this house, this car. If you're in that gray area, let me share something with you. It's simple. Ready? Do it. Take that leap of faith and just do it. My mother used to tell us that the worst that anybody can do is tell you no. And is that really the worst? That might be the best thing that ever happened to you, depending on the circumstances. Remember that the things that you've done and experienced in the past, they were placed there to train you, to coach you, to mentor you, to prepare you into something much greater and higher. Again, never a mistake or a mess or a flop or misery. He's not neglecting you. He's not ignoring you. He didn't forget about you. And when I say he, I mean to any and all higher beings. But dig deep into your spirit, that one thing or things that you've been holding on to that nobody else knows about because you don't want to speak on it. You're afraid that you might be judged. And after listening to this, if people want to judge, so be it. thank you, actually. I appreciate you for it. Because I'm sure you have other skeletons in your closet outside of what I went through at a young adult age that would probably shock the world. I always found that people can judge others but never want to be judged. But guess what? I'm rooting for you. They're rooting for you. The mini yous, and again, those who want to become you, that look up to you, that need you, it's time. It's time to cause some chaos. It's time to cause some disruption. It's time to shake things up a bit. And if that means letting your secret out, let it out. Because I'm pretty sure there's someone walking around with that same or similar secret that they're holding in and they don't want to let out. So just remember, right now, yes, life is ghetto, full of shenanigans. Things that you're trying to figure out, why the hell am I even here? You want to put your hair out. I get it. You want to cry every night. I get it. Nobody ever said life was going to be easy. And if they did, where? So I can sign up. Your presence is known and needed. So even if it feels like you're in that middle gray area where you don't know whether to go left, right, or stay in the center, be a sponge and observe what's going on. Take that leap. Be okay being comfortable. Everything is not meant to be full of roses. There's some thorns up in there that will hurt you, that will cut you deep. But it won't kill you. Just like that unknown secret that you have deep down, it hasn't killed you yet, has it? But you still got it buried. And yet, if it was something that you know would give you fame and glory, you would have broadcast it already before it even flourished. And with that, I will just say this. Please give yourself grace. Stop being hard on yourself. It's okay to be private, to keep things to yourself, to not share everything. Because understand, outside of my businesses, I do not share certain things. It's very rare that I even post my family. The things that I know are dear to me, I keep to myself and the person above. Something happened recently that I'm not even going to speak on for many reasons. I want you to be comfortable with whom you are and where you're at in life. I want you to be able to look in a mirror, whether you cry, you laugh, you smile, you dance, and don't act like you've never done one or all of the above. And say, you know what? Get it. I'm her. I'm it. I'm him. I got this. That secret, yeah, you cute. You thought you buried me, but I'm back. You thought you harmed me, but I'm back. Every scar tells a story. Remember that. I hope you find comfort in these words. I hope you find encouragement. I hope you have a sense of belonging now. And you know that, again, you're not alone. Have a good one, lovelies.